Welcome to Dallas Dork, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Irv, and we are live from my basement. It's gonna be, it looks like it's gonna be a two-man show unless we get a miracle cast member to show up. Matt is here. Matt Menard, Dork Almighty. How are you, Matt?
I don't see the levels over there on the monitor.
You're doing fine.
How do you know?
I can see the little.
Bars. I'm in the red consistently. That's usual, though. I learned my lesson last time, though, not to set my beer in front of the exhaust port on your desktop replacement laptop, because
your beer got warm.
It warmed it. I'm like, what the hell is this?
This thing's an insane beast. Anyway, we have a very exciting show tonight. We have two Shane's YouTube clips of the week.
We do.
We also have a bare metal question of the week. Tim Wersel's
bare metal question. I did a little research on that one so that I'm prepared to talk about the Macintosh.
Fantastic.
We welcome Randy the Macho Man Savage to Dial a Dork.
Oh, wow.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
That was a horrible impression.
I never thought I was good at impressions.
I have a wow for everyone.
Is it truly a wow or is it yours, but we're calling it a wow? Because every once in a while, Yoko chimes in with a good website.
Even if it's yours, that's still a wow.
No, I understand that.
Your website of the week.
Is it really and truly a Yoko's website?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
It's more of an eye wow.
I'm feeling the heat coming out of my microphone. I'm going to turn my levels down just a bit anyway.
The heat?
Anyway,
the
mic is hot. Hot.
We've got that, and we've also got Madden 08 for the Wii, which we're going to be playing later for a little while anyway, until I throw out my shoulder.
You might. I mean, the gestures are a little intimidating. And the timing is much more critical with the gestures than it is with button-based play.
They really should call this game is Learning Curve 08.
Yes, indeed. And you know what? I cannot believe that I read online that the Wii version of Madden 08 is the only one with Madden's commentary still in the game.
That doesn't necessarily make it more appealing for me.
Oh, I couldn't imagine playing a Madden game without Madden's commentary.
And then boom, he hits over here. Boom.
I love that.
And boom. All right, so let's see.
Here's an example of how not to run a play.
Nice. So anyway, how's it been going for you, mister? Any interesting... Oh, do we have any pieces of flair tonight?
Yes.
We do?
I do. However, I did not bring it.
That's okay.
Although it is portable. I wouldn't necessarily call it a electronics industry-based piece of flair, but it is a electrical tool, and it has to do with housing remodeling and such, and diamonds.
Housing remodeling and diamonds?
Yes.
You are engaged to a rich bitch, and she's going to pay for your house to be remodeled.
Awesome.
Let's just jump right into that.
Did you see how that teaser played out there? Because now everybody's going, how the hell do you relate housing remodeling and diamonds?
I see Phi Gamma Delta on an ankle.
Yelling at each other.
Yes, the Miracle Cast member is here. It is Dr. J, the science gay, James Schmidt.
All right.
James, how are you? Well, let's get you a microphone. Not so hot mic.
I wouldn't wear the monitor headphones tonight. We're a little excitable.
James is into that. If he was here last show, he would have known that my volume got accidentally turned down to 25% of its normal level, and I sound like I'm across the room.
We don't think it was an accident.
I think it's a good idea. Hey, all right, everybody.
Your levels look just fine.
Of course they do.
Anyway, so how are you, James?
I'm good.
Well, we were about to find out what Matt's new... not quite electronic or sort of electronic piece of flair is that has to do with home remodeling and diamonds.
May I take a guess?
Sure.
A diamond blade for a saw.
Very close.
A diamond tip drill bit.
Also very close.
A
diamond men's club.
Well, I did want to bring the diamond encrusted putter to play, you know, Tiger Woods golf tonight.
I didn't.
Diamond-encrusted putter?
Sure.
Yeah, you know, you've seen, you can pimp my cell phone. You ought to be able to pimp my Wii controller.
You can. It's true.
Some diamonds, man. Some bling. Absolutely. Up in there.
Pimp my Wiimote?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm down. Yeah, so I was just...
Flare, so what is it? It is a roto-zip rotary tool with a diamond routing bit for cutting through porcelain and other impossibly hard materials.
I have a roto-zip knockoff from Black & Decker. I think it's called the
Zipper,
so I don't know what it's called, but it let me tell you something about those roto zips. All right.
Okay.
They don't come with guides, and what I mean guides is like they don't come with things to help you do things in a straight line.
No, yeah, they're not.
You have to
make
your. You have to buy a guide or make your guide.
Yeah. Yes. So
good.
Well, I found that out the hard way. And if you could have, I don't know. I have to go see if it's still on our. We had to replace our screen door on our front door, and I think this is the one that I was messing with. But I tried to shave off a little off the top because it was sticking. So I figured, I'll just run across it with my roto zip and its, cutting blade, and I'll just take a, it'll just go right across it. And then I was like, and I just like took a dive in about 3/4 of an inch at about a 45 degree angle, and it's just like it looks like I'm starting a path in the game of Mr. Do or Dig Dug or something. And it's not, and so then I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have to even that out. And so I started like shaving back. It turned into a Marx Brothers routine, and it all was kind of. It's all kind of predicated on the fact that I think I'm afraid of my wife.
What?
Yeah,
how
because
did this all of a sudden turn
I don't
into
know.
A
well, because always, if I wasn't afraid of my wife, then I wouldn't have tried to fix it. And then as I tried to fix it and it got worse, I became much more and more agitated, and it just got worse and worse.
Nice have you job. Ever completed your honey-do list?
As you will find out someday when you meet the right woman, there is no such thing as completing your honey-do list.
That's correct.
Until that last, there's that last thing on the honey-do list, and then you're done, and that is bury her.
Yeah, right. That's pretty much it. Yeah. Or die.
Or die. Die or bury her.
Either one of those ends the honey-do list.
So that's the secret. So you should kill her sooner.
Outlive her or die soon.
Outlive her or,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess Henny Youngman. Said,
take my wife, please.
No, he said, why do Jewish men die before their wives? They want to.
Okay. That's good.
Very nice. And why are Jewish divorces so expensive?
I don't know.
They're worth it.
Oh, good. Okay.
But believe me, I married a shiksa. And you know what?
She's fakakta.
She's, you know what? She's,
what the hell does that mean?
It's crazy.
What, oh, okay. Fakakta?
Yeah.
No, meshuggah. Meshuggah means like crazy in the head. Fakakta means like you might say like, you might say like, I can't believe we follow these fakakta directions. Like, goddamn directions or stupid,
right?
Convoluted,
so
dumb.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, like
so
the
she's
British
meshuggah.
Bloody.
Kind of, yeah, like bloody or, yeah, and Meshuggah or Meshuggah or the kind of like collective noun Mishigas. So in other words, like a person is Meshuggah or Meshuggah, they're crazy, okay? A whole family just has Mishigas, which is like, a whole family, all the craziness that goes on in the goings on of a large, like, extended family or something.
I wish that was somehow related to Michigan. That would be great. But it's not.
Michigan.
It sounds
Michigan.
Really close, though.
Michigan actually means Great Lake in some Native American language.
Cuyahoga?
It means
Crooked River.
Yes, yeah. It was, sure.
So they've really named,
it's a Jeopardy question.
Really named the Cuyahoga River really means Crooked River River.
Yeah, the Cuyahoga River.
It's like ATM machine. As we talked about this, ATM machine and PIN number.
Right.
Yes.
Redundancy.
Humans like redundancy.
Super, yeah.
Super.
Yeah,
duper.
So this is a redo of a show? That's great. Awesome.
So,
are we going to talk about the Wii?
And punt.
Yeah.
We did talk about the Wii, although not nearly in enough detail, and I haven't been playing mine quite enough, and I'm intrigued, and I want to subscribe to your newsletter.
I know.
To coin a phrase of yours, about playing you in Tiger Woods Golf over the internet.
Oh, yes.
You can do that in Madden as well.
My question are these single or double-sided DVDs?
Single.
So can I duplicate them, or are they protected?
I'm fairly certain they're cop crack proof, but that would be my guess. I don't know. I'm willing to let you.
The only reason I'm discussing it is because I guess I would just like to. I mean, there's just no try before you buy with video games.
That is
That's
not
what
true.
Hollywood videos. For.
That is absolutely correct. You can there's also a Netflix for video
games.
Yeah,
GameFly.
Yeah, GameFly. That's what they call
it. I'm not
it, yeah.
doing that.
Why?
Why not?
Because I'd rather just make an illegal copy of your game and try it for a couple of days.
Okay, yeah, or
but we don't support that business
exactly.
model.
Exactly. Not anymore. Definitely not.
Business model?
Definitely not on record. I'm not willing to go. But
I haven't done it. I just say I want to do it.
The FCC is listening to
us. I said I intend to do
Shut
it,
up,
but
Patrick
I haven't
Jay,
done it.
You're not talking to
Is
us.
It illegal to intend to do it?
Yes. Thought police.
Yes, it is. He's correct. I believe that is absolutely.
Is it illegal
correct.
To wear this orange shirt with these green
it
shorts?
Should, you know what?
Fashion police.
I'm. You know what? You should have worn that orange hideous shirt to the Browns game. You are tarred.
I have two orange shirts, and I don't know why I did not wear either one.
I was. Yeah.
You're just lucky. I took off my black and gold sweat. No, I'm kidding. I do not have a black. And gold.
Douchebag. No.
I won't even. I don't even want to go shop at Giant Eagle anymore.
Because
they're Pittsburgh-based.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that. I'll never shop there again. Whole Foods, because they're crazy.
They're fucking awesome.
Whole Foods is great.
If you want to shop, you can shop at I think Dave's is a Cleveland-based or Ohio Northeast Ohio-based.
Well, Dave's is a Cleveland-based, and I shop there every now and again, too. But they don't have what Whole Foods has got.
What does Whole Foods have that you want?
Everything.
Dave's has... Organic milk.
No, dude. Until you
Horizon milk.
So what? Until you've gone to Whole Foods, you just don't know.
I've been to a Whole Foods in Maryland.
It's fine. It's all about the samples. It's all about.
Oh, it's a lot of sample city.
Dude, Tuesday night is like sample night.
Mm-hmm. Remember, we used to go to Costco and basically eat lunch.
Eat lunch.
Oh, yeah.
The free samples. Basically eat all the free samples and then get a slice of pizza on the way out. And you're like 99 cent lunch.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Or you could get them for like $1.50. You get this. Enormous hot dog and free, you know, like a fountain drink.
Fantastic.
Buck Fitty.
I'm sure there's no heartburn involved in.
No, none.
Yes.
Although I have to tell you that a good all beef, like spicy hot dog, I have the stankest burps for the next day and a half.
It's
unbelievable.
It's the garlic / nitrates. But yeah, the garlic. I'm familiar.
I got a gourmet question for you. Where do you guys think is the best corned beef sandwich in town?
I'm
interested in your recommendations.
I defer to Irv. I have an opinion.
Who are the contenders? Let's first assess.
That would be great as well. I mean, you know, I've just been eating downtown.
Everyone speaks of Slimans. That's where President Bush went when he was
across
in town.
From the clinic.
Across from the clinic,
isn't it? Isn't that right there on Euclid?
I don't think so. I think Slimans is. Further down. I'll
continue
it for you
with
right
the
now.
List.
Well, there's
slime. If only there was some way for us to find out using any of the technology we're supposedly talking about.
I happen to have this laptop here.
Oh my God! There's a program called I believe it's called Firefox. Is that correct? It allows you to access this thing called the intraweb's.
Slimans.
Matt's doing
3106 St. Clair.
Nice.
3106. So that's awesome. Down at St. Clair and 31st.
That's so baller.
Yeah, that iPhone is really... Matt's iPhone is really cool.
I was going to use my Wii, but it's not here.
Okay.
Did you buy the browser for it?
I haven't, no. I probably won't.
Have you heard about the DVD hack?
No, but that's
apparently you can make this... there's some ISO. You burn it to a DVD.
DVD.
You put it in there and let the Wii boot from it.
And it installs
something. And then it installs something, and then you pop that out and put a DVD in, and it plays it.
It plays a DVD.
Yeah. But who gives a shit? Because you can get a DVD player, a nice one, for like $60.
Wait,
have one.
HD or Blu-ray? Or
no.
No?
I don't know. I don't think it can
be. Did you see Michael Bay said no Transformers 2 because Paramount will refuses to adopt Blu-ray? And it's not that he's a Blu-ray guy. He's just saying, why would you deny anybody... the ability to watch
what's
my
your
movies.
Freaking problem
once again that, the reason know. Why format wars are bad for everybody
they should it's I mean I just don't think so it's not bad
up.
For the winner eventually somebody wins
I feel bad
the
every,
thing,
every
the only
time
thing
the loser
winning,
is Sony
but no, and that's not necessarily true
beta Blu-ray
I well
mini disc
Minidisc. What did they lose? What did that lose?
I don't think PlayStation 2. Was
iPod.
Losing.
It lost just
to
lose.
In general.
Yeah.
To everything.
Okay. 3106 St. Clair. So that's 31st East 31st
right, so
and St. Clair.
Yeah, that's another one.
That's
up.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Yeah, there's Corky and Lenny's.
Yeah,
I've been there.
Yeah.
Now Corky and Lenny's will give you size.
A mountain.
Truly. But then again, so will Slimans. I think Slimans is. I mean, Corky and Lenny's is kind of a nice place in terms of decor and everything. You get the crabby old ladies waiting on you and stuff. They have the little counter, which is kind of get in and out quickly. I believe they make their own corned beef
there.
They
corn their beef.
I believe they do. I bet Slimans does too. I don't know.
All right, next contender, moving on.
Yeah, there's another one. And it's called, fuck, what is it called? I think it starts with an H.
Beats me, man. I don't eat out like that.
I think Slimans and Corky and Lenny's are the two. Here's the thing. When you're working downtown, I would go to Slimans. And when you're working out on the east side, I'd go to Corky and Lenny's, which is at the Chagrin in 271.
Near Eaton Plaza, yeah.
Whatever that little strip mall is called that has the Wild Oats and the Ethan Allen.
Okay.
And I believe there's a TJ Maxx.
That's correct.
Indeed. Yeah,
if I'm not mistaken, a singular/AT&T store.
Well, now, yes, now it's an AT&T store. There's like awesome. A Hallmark-type store there. There's a Starbucks.
I'm sure this is thrilling.
Or it might be a Caribou Coffee, there actually. It's a Caribou Coffee.
I didn't know. I knew about Slimans, but I appreciate that recommendation. I will try it out and report back on a further show.
Slimans, I will say this to you. I will say this to you.
If the corned beef's good enough, that's good. I mean, it's a good
sandwich. And don't be afraid to get down with pastrami either.
Yeah.
Pastrami is basically like a smoked corned beef. And it has a black pepper rind.
Yeah, I've seen
so
that.
It's got a lot more
oomph.
It's got a bit more oomph. I mean, corned beef is very mellow, and if you like that, you know, and it's a wonderful treatment of brisket, you know. It's just a fabulous, you know, way to do it.
That's true.
I had a corned beef sandwich at Houlihan's of all places, which was very reasonable. And the thing about it that I liked better than some of the other places is they served it with horseradish.
Okay.
And I, you know.
That's the way you like it. As long as it's not. Was it horseradish or was it mayonnaise horseradish?
Mayonnaise horseradish.
Okay. Look, you Christian piece of shit. You do not eat mayonnaise based products with corned beef. You don't. You don't.
Why?
If you're going to eat it with horseradish, use real horseradish.
If they don't got it, they don't got it.
Well, then use mustard.
Oh, Jesus.
I would agree with use mustard no matter what. I love horseradish, but you got to have.
I'll give you. All right, if you're going to use mayonnaise,
Explain to me the religious significance.
Mayonnaise.
Are you guys
is
both
not,
channeling Bill Cosby?
Mayonnaise is Christian.
Mayonnaise. Right. I'm sorry.
Christian is fucking.
Mayonnaise is Gentile.
I'm sorry. Why?
It's Goyish.
I'm sorry.
It's Goyish.
Could you? I know
well,
it's.
It's hard to.
I know
explain.
It's white people.
It's hard to explain.
I didn't know it was.
It's hard to explain.
Not know it. It's. That, my friend, right there, that's...
I have it for you. You guys, talk amongst yourselves.
No.
Yes, it's for... Talk amongst yourselves. I have it. Hold on.
Do you have a topic for us? Coffee clutch?
Why do you park in the driveway and drive on the parkway?
Why do you have a pair of panties with just one bra? Okay. Another bad jokes as well. I will say that I need to find out how to actually... get the Wii to do the online gameplay because I have a wireless system and apparently that's all you need. If you got a wireless router, all I have to do is go connect it. I just need to. Irv has a pamphlet to read to us called the Big Book of Jewish Humor.
The Big Book of Jewish stuff. Did you even look at the settings for wireless?
No,
on there?
I didn't bother. That's what I was going to say. I haven't even bothered to do it. But then I have to figure out how to get the actual connection to another. Like, how do I say, okay, here's where I want to go. I want to go play this guy on this machine here. Do you know how to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
You do need to, like, for Madden, EA provides the... You have to register a username with them, and then they provide the mapping. You know,
that's probably
the
same
player
for Tiger Woods,
then,
because it's an EA thing.
So it's probably all the same.
Is it free?
I did not pay for it, so yeah.
So I would assume yes.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. I have it for you.
And here's back into corned beef away from
technology. I have it
for
you.
A brief flash.
This is I like
Remember
to
we
quote,
used to talk about computers. Anyway.
I like to quote the modern I know, we'll get there eventually. I like to quote the modern day prophet Lenny Bruce on his treatise of Jewish and Goyish. Goyish meaning not Jewish. Mostly like white American Christian. Okay. Not Goyish doesn't mean like Muslim or Buddhist or anything like that. It means like white American Christian.
Term that you can say
more
that it was about
Buddhist
Americans?
I mean, perhaps you're wrong, but not maybe American, just like white Christian.
Perhaps
you're wrong.
What the hell was that?
I don't know what he's talking
perhaps
about.
You're wrong. Perhaps you're right.
Perhaps you're wrong.
Anyway, look, he goes, Dig, I'm Jewish. Count Basie's Jewish. Ray Charles is Jewish. Eddie Cantor is Goyish. Now, you got to understand, this is old. I mean, Lenny Bruce was, like, doing his act in the 50s, in the 60s. B'nai B'rith is Goyish. Hadassah, Jewish. If you live in New York or any other big city, you're Jewish. It doesn't matter even if you're Catholic. If you live in New York, you're Jewish. If you live in Butte, Montana, you're going to be Goyish, even if you're Jewish. Kool-Aid is Goyish. Evaporated milk is Goyish, even if the Jews invented it. Chocolate is Jewish, and fudge is Goyish. Fruit salad is Jewish. Lime jello is Goyish. Lime soda is very Goyish. Is any of this making sense to you?
Not a damn bit.
You need to get rid of that Fakakta book.
All Drake's cakes are Goyish. Pumpernickel is Jewish. And as you know, white bread is very Goyish. Instant potatoes, Goyish.
All this tells me is black that cherry nobody soda, really knows what the damn word means.
Jewish.
Black cherry soda is very Jewish. Macaroons are very...
Jewish.
Jewish. Negroes are all Jews.
Interesting.
Italians are all...
I like the fact that he used the...
This is like 1950-something.
Yeah, culturally...
Italians are all Jews. Irishmen who have rejected their religion are Jews. Mouths are very Jewish and bosoms. Baton twirling is very Goyish.
Tatas are not Jewish.
Underwear is definitely Goyish. Balls are Goyish. Titties are Jewish. Celebrate is a Goyish...
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Wait, here's the big finish. Here's the big finish. Celebrate is a Goyish word. Observe is a Jewish word.
That I'll give you.
Mr. and Mrs. Walsh are celebrating Christmas with Major Thomas Moreland, USAF, retired. While Mr. and Mrs. Bromberg observed Hanukkah with Goldie and Arthur Schindler from Kiamesha, New York.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
The big finish. Did that clear it up for you?
No.
Not a damn bit.
All right,
that is a
I enjoyed reading
book.
It.
Thank you. I know you did. I believe you owe the estate of Lenny Bruce $9.12 for reading it on the air.
I don't know. I just said Negroes.
I think it might. Yeah, it might be beyond copyright.
Sorry. I got it from a Negro. A little Caddyshack for you. I heard that there was a deleted scene from there where he actually buys the dope. Was it
Jim Hoyer or was it Dave?
I thought it might have been Lincoln or Dave or something. It might have been Dave.
He buys it from.
I think it's
from Dooner.
Was it Dooner?
I think Dooner.
Oh, maybe Dooner.
Because he referred to a porterhouse as his. His name was like Porterhouse is his last name.
Oh, Porterhouse.
Look at these. Look at the wax buildup on these shoes. So I guess he buys the weed from Porterhouse, and Porterhouse sells him a
bag of grass clippings.
Yeah, a bag of grass clippings. And that's.
Yeah.
And then the line, I bought it from a Negro.
I bought it from a Negro.
You're so high right now, you don't even know it.
Yeah.
Hey, two Jews are sitting silently over a glass of tea. You know, says the first man, life is like a glass of tea with sugar. A glass of tea with sugar, asks his friends. Why do you say that? The other guy says, how should I know? What am I, a philosopher? And that's Jewish.
Yeah. Anyway. Awesome. So remember when we used to talk about computers and stuff? Right. That was funny.
Remember, we used to be nerds.
Yeah, well.
I think this show's been pretty goddamn dorky.
Yeah.
Maybe this is why my mic got turned down.
Maybe.
Is it time for me to tell Irv that I pulled his mic four jokes ago?
Okay.
I'll turn you back.
Hello.
He actually checked his levels.
I don't trust you, bastard.
That's fine. That's why I get a producer credit. That's fine.
All right. So what the hell were you guys talking about?
Well, the week.
We were actually talking about tech-related stuff. We were just kind of talking about how you go about setting up your Wii to get online so you can play other people. And
that means you're missing two updates because they send system updates over the connection as well.
I'm effing retarded.
Yes, you are.
I just bought it last week. Leave me alone.
No problem.
I saw Irv's, played it once. The following weekend, played it again. Actually, the following Thursday, played it again at my buddy's place. And by Saturday, I had one.
Nice.
We found one at GameStop. I called up a ton of places, and the GameStop was like, you know what? We do have some. They were as surprised as I was. I'll be right there. Don't move. Yeah, so we ran out, got that, and Got the requisite Wii Play, so you get the extra controller. The other nunchuck. The game I bought though was The Godfather. I bought Big Brain Academy, which is fun. I thought it was trivia. It's not.
I want to know how that is. How is that? Is it fun?
I'll tell you. It's cool. It's like what it is.
I thought there was like Tangrams or something.
Yeah. There's. I mean, it's got five different. Memory, five different brain things like memory, visualization, recognizing something image recognition, that type of thing. But five different things that they kind of quiz you on, categories, and they, you know, you can play against another person. You can just quiz yourself, and It's really interesting. It's cool. I thought I was gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna blow through this piece of crap here. I can hit the little thing on the head. They've got like a whack-a-mole thing. It's like hit the right thing. And it's like, oh crap, I can't do this. I'm damned. But it was good. Big Brain Academy was pretty cool, and it's good to play with someone who's not very video game literate, because they can get the handle of it, and they'll be interested enough to kind of, you know, feel their way out. And it's a good way to get somebody who is not into the video game to try and play it. But I have to tell you, The Godfather is awesome.
How do you have time to play games?
Oh, because I'm playing at like 12:30 at night.
he's have you eased up on your WoW commitments?
You know what? The WoW thing is just it's killing me. It's killing me because I've like now. The guild that I was in for a long time, they certainly didn't stop and wait for me when I went away for 2 months, because I stopped playing for 2 months after the expansion came out. So I was at like 66. Everybody else got to 70. They're all like, you know, that geared up and all kinds of crap. And I'm like, hi, are you bored? You want to come to an instance with me and it'll be real easy for you? And
power level?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's not even leveling, though. It's like I have the level. I just need to get drops and gear and shit.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I spend a lot of time fishing, actually. It's kind of funny. I do. I spend a lot of time fishing, making food, and selling food. I've been making a ton of cash selling food that have like give people good stats on WoW. But yeah. And if you're on your Sarah server, please. PST Stacks, STAXX. I'll make you some golden fish sticks.
PST Stacks?
PST, please send tell. Psst, whisper. Yeah, whisper someone. Yeah. Private message someone.
Yeah. I have to admit that I have Zelda for the Wii, and I spent a bit of time for fishing on that.
I wanted to get that. I saw that, and I'm like, oh, that looks really good. And then I remembered I hate Zelda because I started to play it and I really liked it, and I got stuck in the very first Zelda and I don't know what it was, and I was like, I'm never playing this stupid goddamn game again. And I never finished it. Everybody was like, oh, Zelda, oh yeah, I finished Zelda, oh yeah. And I'm like, fuck you all, I hate Zelda. So I fucking hate Zelda. Fuck Link, fuck Zelda, fuck them both. Fuck the little goddamn fairy, fuck the arrows, fuck the green hat, fuck them all. I think that'll earn us our NC-17 rating.
That's how you really feel.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to hold it, but I'm tempted though to come back because it looks like it might be interesting to, you know, to. I don't think I need to know as much about the Zelda series as I don't know if there's as many inside jokes. But I got to tell you, I'm telling you, Godfather.
I got to try that.
Awesome.
One out.
I barely have time to play my Wii at all.
Wait till I beat it, and then I'll let you borrow it for like you'll need weeks. It's like Grand Theft Auto.
Sweet.
I mean, I already have like I gotta have 10 hours logged in on the game already, and it's awesome.
I think I'm about somewhere around 40 on Zelda. I'll give that to you when I'm done with
nice.
That.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Banging. Word.
Word.
Word. But I definitely want to check out Madden 08 because that looks fun.
And I want to see. Tiger.
Yeah, this is not the new Tiger though. This is the old Tiger because I'm not terribly bright, and I went ahead and I said I have to play golf, and it was only $30 because that's what the dude I'm gonna play this with has. He's got 07.
Okay.
I assumed I couldn't play 08 with 07. I'm sure that's not an option.
I don't know.
Anyway,
the thing that I wish that the industry would do is that I should be able to play Wii Madden against Xbox Madden.
Ooh.
You know, what the hell is the difference, right?
I don't know.
It ends up being intellectual property and Microsoft not wanting to, you know.
Yeah, you think? I wonder if it's...
absolutely.
I wonder if it's the problem is you can't, because of the way you're sending the information, the way it's encoded to make the Wii think, you'd have to almost have like a Wii to Xbox converter or something sitting somewhere.
I have to imagine that during development of the game that it's easy to figure out what information needs to be sent across the network and then just make that standard.
That's probably true.
Well, they're all communicating over the internet over some kind of wireless or wired connection.
Yeah,
it's all hitting a server somewhere that's managing it. Yeah. You just got to make that accessible to all the versions.
That's true.
So.
Yeah.
Not that any industry leaders are listening to this podcast, but they should be.
What it would do, though, is it would also take money out of the hands of the Xbox Live people. And I think they're making pretty good dough off of Xbox Live, the subscription fee, because that's how they play. When they
I think it would level the marketplace, though, and make it more accessible to more people and reduce the costs, so thereby saving consumers money, which means they should demand it.
Which means they'll never get it.
So. Yeah, that does seem to be the case.
Anyway.
And we get fucked through the drive-thru again.
Yeah,
speaking of drive-thru. For whatever reason, a corned beef sandwich in Cleveland recommendation appeared on the Chicago Tribune.
Oh, excellent.
And who did it? In a blog, they said that when Bush came to town and he went to Slimans, it's further proof that his administration is in disarray because he didn't even go to the best sandwich in town.
Which was?
Which they're claiming is Goodman's at Pearl and Brook Park.
So there's your West Side connection.
That's not even West Side. That's South.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
That's pretty much South. Pearl and Brook Park is, I've never seen or heard of Goodman's, but. Hey, right. There you go. There's something else you can try if you're down in that area.
Would that be on the way to the airport? Almost.
Well, I mean, Brook Park kind of takes you,
Yeah.
Brook Park takes you pretty much to the airport, but where it intersects Pearl wouldn't be all that close to the airport, I don't think.
If only
you could be further from the airport.
If only we had some sort of technological device which could call up a map
notice. Pearl at Brook Park.
Moving on. We got to deal with Tim's bare metal question of the
week. Did we get one?
Yeah.
Was it?
You want to go into that?
Is it from last week?
No.
Okay.
New question. Russ chimed in too.
Oh, I wanted to say something about the bare metal question of the week last week, which was his friend had a Mac and saved an old version over a new version.
Yes.
That's why they have version numbers and you can change file names and shit. Like every time you save something new, just save 100 versions of the same project and call it and each one with a date.
Disk space.
Or check Or check the fucking save date before you do something like save 4 months of project and erase that shit. That's just bad use of technology. What's the acronym? PEBCAK, is that right? Problem exists between chair and keyboard. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
PEBCAK?
Yeah, PEBCAK, thank you. Yeah.
ID10T?
I don't know what that means.
The idiot.
ID10T, very nice.
You got it. Come
on. He's hilarious.
Hilarious.
Yes, it's Pearl at Brook Park is at the intersection of Pearl Road and Brook Park Road.
You fucking suck.
How helpful.
It's basically on Brook Park between I think State and Ridge.
Okay,
it's pretty much due south of this, south and slightly west.
Are we irritating any listeners? Just so
I think we have one.
Hot
do we really?
I think so.
Awesome. Oh, we have two.
We have two right now.
We have two listeners.
We have two listeners. So welcome aboard, listeners. Listeners.
Hooray for the plural form.
If you are listening, you should chat with us via our
telephones because you
chat
probably
names,
know
because
our telephone
Irv will
numbers.
Tell you what they are on
we have chat
Google
names.
Talk and where the hell did we got our chat names at?
I forget. We got to finalize those.
Worthless.
Yeah, a little
dude.
I'm having some problems here.
You think?
All right, let's read Tim Wurzel's question of the week.
That's the theme song?
Well, it's me being metal and doing a Eddie Van Halen hammer-on technique.
Yeah.
We really need to get, Metal Health will drive you mad. That'll be the
what
one.
What we need is
yeah, that's, we should sink
who
money
sent
into
us,
this
who sent
project.
Us that,
that's
a
great
who
idea.
Sent us those music?
The music.
Is it Digital Daredevil or is it?
I think it was Digital Daredevil.
Isn't he Ray Frankel?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah, okay. I think that we shouldn't, we're not sure about that. So if we're saying the wrong person, we apologize.
I believe it's
but
him.
We think it was Ray.
I believe it's him. Yeah. If he has any ideas for or did he send us something for
show.
That? Right?
I thought it was
anyway,
Frank
here we go. Here is the big question.
That's actually better. I like that better.
I have
to
sell
on.
It a little bit more.
You do.
My girlfriend, dorks, my girlfriend has an old iMac, the kind with the swivel head.
Let me stop you right there. This is Tim. This is question. Did not know Tim had a girlfriend. That's outstanding. Good job.
My quote-unquote girlfriend who lives in Canada has an old iMac.
That makes you the third WoW player.
He actually could
have
a girlfriend who lives
no,
in Canada because he lives in the
I'm
D.
I'm kidding. He lives in the D.
Oh, and I want to congratulate him on re-signing Chauncey Billups.
Enjoy
I'm sure that. Sure nothing could possibly go wrong.
Yeah,
okay.
Go. All right.
My girlfriend has an old iMac, the kind with the swivel head.
The girlfriend with the swivel head or the iMac with the swivel head?
I think it's the girlfriend.
I bet it's the iMac. I know. Anyway.
Don't we all kind of have swivel heads?
Anyway.
And punt. Move.
Yes. I'd like to move.
She her. Says it's about 6 years old. The iMac or the swivel head?
I was going to say the girlfriend. Okay, go ahead.
Last week, she tried to plug in her iPod Nano. Hey, oh wait, that's not sexual at all.
Not at all.
Into the back of the USB port. Into the back of the USB? I suppose into the USB port in the back.
In any ways.
It has USB 1.1 to transfer songs to it. No, she plugged it in to,
okay,
know.
All right. Every sentence, seriously. Okay.
iTunes loaded, but she kept getting a warning saying that there was insufficient power and the transfer wouldn't go through.
Yes.
She went to the Apple store, and they said that it was possibly because the iPod was too low on power, and the USB couldn't power the iPod as well as transfer the songs. That doesn't sound right at all. Power is part of
the USB standard, but it's changed over time.
Okay. Yes. So she powered up the iPod, and she was still getting the warning. She tried plugging in the iPod a day later, and now the iMac isn't even recognizing it. Do you think the Apple is sour? Very good. Is it time for a new one? Well, yes, but that has nothing to do with the Nano. If so, I'm going to suggest a MacBook, the middle of the road one, for about $1,200 or $1,300 with the SuperDrive. Thoughts? Now, should we just jump right to Russ's response and Tim's response to Russ's response?
I think I'd like to hear him because I haven't read him today.
Okay, Russ says, I can't make the show. No doy. But yeah. I had a similar issue.
It's because it's a day that ends in Y.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I think he was here for the last show.
Yeah, well, I've been here. I don't
know. I know what the fuck you're talking about. Yes. I had an older laptop with... Did you bring Vicky with you tonight?
No.
Oh, Caitlin's in bed already, right?
Caitlin is way asleep.
I had an older laptop with USB 1 when we got our first 4-gig iPods. That laptop would regularly go through the same issues, wouldn't show up, gave the power warning. I did a whole XP reinstall to get it to see the pod again, but pretty quickly got the same issues. In the end, we just moved on from that machine to another. I wonder if it was just wiring on that machine, but maybe there was some goofiness between USB 1 and 2. I think that Mac's a nice model to go for. We got the same price point MacBook almost a year ago. We had to pass in the SuperDrive to get it at $1,200. Recently had our first opportunity to miss it. I'm looking to put a quick a move file. What the quick time file?
Move file.
A move.
Dot MOV yeah. file.
You rip movies and you don't know what a dot MOV is.
I know what a dot MOV is. I couldn't think of QuickTime and I crashed. My brain crashed. Fuck you.
We need to alter.
She made under the all right, whatever. Yeah. All right, so Russ is saying that he's had similar issues with iPods and USB.
I would agree. He said, did he say Nano?
Yes. Tim did say Nano.
Tim did say Nano.
I have the Shuffle and I get it's a little newer and I get the message that I should plug it into a 2.0 instead of the 1.1. I don't get that as often or at all from my larger iPod, and I don't know why.
The larger iPod is in an earlier generation, or is
it's actually newer. It's I also don't plug it in as often, so maybe I do and don't notice it, which is always fun.
Tim replied to Russ, and he said, interesting. I had a similar thought that it could just be the USB 1.1 being strange with the iPod, but it seemed odd to me for it to start getting worse all of a sudden. I do know, though, that I plugged in my 20-gig iPod photo into a computer a couple times, and one of the times it gave me the low power warning. It was very strange. Glad to hear that someone else bought that version of the MacBook, and you're happy with it. Yada, yada, yada. Yada, 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 yada. I don't know why he felt compelled to write all that.
Yada 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 500 times. You can't yada yada yada.
I know there are a lot of problems with
Apple's
the iPods, the Nanos and Shuffles and iPods and things with the USB. I know that there were some firmware upgrades and things, especially for Nanos and Shuffles that created all kinds of heck. For their owners and bricked some of them and I know there are websites that are just devoted to people whining and bitching about their iPods. So
I own an iPod. I've got a machine with USB 2.0. I've never had any problems with it. There's possible solution if that old version of an iMac you can actually open it up and
just put in a
2.0 card and you'll be good to go.
That would
solve the problem.
Yeah.
Opening up an iMac to put in
I
a card.
I think the older ones you could
use a sledgehammer.
No,
very, very difficult. Well, I don't know. Maybe you're right.
Not,
but
this
some,
is not a new one. This
not a,
is,
not, not this a new is one. Not a new one.
A first gen, probably.
I'm talking iMac. Like.
This is the freaking, you know, Marvin the Martian looking thing.
Marvin
or Marvin the
Martian?
Depressed robot looking
Marvin
thing.
Well,
the
thing that I'm saying is you, iMacs are all Macs are, except the like the towers, are very no fun at all opening up and doing stuff with them.
If he wants to evaluate that spot, check it out. Just get a 2.0 card and dump it in there if possible. If it's not, then yeah, go for the MacBook, be happy, and move on.
What I would do
is get rid of it because it's 6 years old.
Well, no. Well, I mean, there is that, I suppose. You know, one thing that I've noticed, even about my very, well, I won't say very, but relatively new computer upstairs, is that some USB ports just work better than others.
That is true.
Simple. I can't explain it any other way. And sometimes one port will work with a device and it won't work in another. And then the next time I plug the device in, the opposite is true. And it's very, very peculiar. And I don't really know how to explain it. I mean, what you could do, another thing that you could do is get, if you feel like popping up to your local micro center, you can find yourself an inexpensive powered USB hub.
Oh, that might work.
And you
well.
Can plug that in, mm-hmm. and then you get power from a whole different source, and that might get the job done for you also. Right.
That's not a bad
idea. That's that's like a $14 to $18 solution as opposed to a $1,200 solution if she's happy with her swivel head iMac.
Right.
You know?
I think it'd be worth it to at least look to see if you can get a card for it or do the powered USB thing and go for it.
I mean, a powered USB hub. So that means when you go to buy the USB hub, you make sure that it has the AC adapter included in the package. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you pick up the package, and if it weighs, you know, a couple of pounds, you're probably good. And it has like a big poof out the back where this giant power brick is. You're probably good.
Right.
If it only weighs like 6 ounces,
yeah,
put it.
Move
in.
On. Yeah,
you have all you have is a big hub.
Okay.
Who's Peggy? She said we have technical difficulties.
We do.
That's what she said.
Peggy Kroll is a. Dear, dear friend of the family, I believe she's a school chum of
Wonderful.
My mother's.
Excellent.
And
we welcome you.
We have technical issues.
We have technical? I wonder what kind.
I don't know. Everything sounds
she
good
didn't
from
describe. That's one of the most interesting emails I've ever read.
Really?
When did we get, really? Did you just read it on your phone?
That was sarcasm, but yes.
So fucking awesome.
Okay. Very hard to get on tonight. Well, yeah, all right, let's see.
Oh, there's like 100 people trying to get this show. We only have a couple streams, honey.
Very hard to get on tonight, and I sent email the other address, and it bounced. What other address? And it bounced. All right, Peggy, you got to get back to us. What other address?
Dial-a-dorks at...
She sent a message to dorks at dial-a-dork.com, and it bounced?
Did you re-register our freaking domain name?
No. I thought it was in September.
If you bombed our domain, you're in big trouble.
What do you mean bombed? Why don't you do
you
it?
You know somebody's just camping out there waiting for our domain to come up and squatting on it.
Why don't you do it?
Because you're the administrator.
Weren't you going to go get dialadork.com with no dashes?
That's what we're talking about. But I've kind of become very attached to saying dial-a-dork.com.
It's a lot of freaking syllables, man. It's
fun to say.
It's not fun to say.
Rubberbabybuggybumpers.com.
Okay.
I wonder if that exists.
I don't know. Check it out. That's
well, anyway. I have to say that we should move on.
All right.
Can I get a YWOW for the week?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I have. Here's a mind-numbing waste of time. And all it is pictures. And I'm sure you've talked about the lolcats. Have you not talked about the lolcats?
The LOL cats?
Uh-huh.
I believe we've talked about Ican has cheeseburger.com.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I spent far too much time last week reading it, and I thought about you guys. What was another one? I had two.
Who sent that damn the internet is for business freaking link?
The internet is serious.
Says Irv.
That's what I was going to say is tonight's YWOW, but you may have fucked it up now.
Because why?
That was not a freaking YWOW. I listened to the whole damn thing. I was tortured.
The internet is shut up. You be quiet. The internet is serious business.com. That is tonight's YWOW.
Oh, Jesus.
The internet is serious. Well, let me just
tell
you.
Do not go to that website.
It's awesome. So, if you must know, I'll ruin it for everyone.
No, okay. Don't ruin it for everyone. Well, I have to go there.
I have to tell you, though, that I sent it to a number of my friends.
Yeah, I saw the list on
one
it.
One of them sent an email back to me.
Yeah.
That he clicked on the link.
Yeah.
Well, he was checking email during a meeting.
Oh, you're kidding
me.
And
he clicked on the link.
His
speakers were not muted. And it occurred.
He deserves what he got.
Well, yes, I agree. And he said that in fact, I have to try to find said email here. Oh, here it is. The internet is serious. Oh, I'm sorry. It's just internetisseriousbusiness.com. That's internetisseriousbusiness.com. But I got to... Okay, so my buddy says...
May I have the first
he says, dude,
initial of this buddy?
D.
And the last name of this buddy?
No, I can't. Oh, okay. I can't do that. He goes, dude, don't send me that shit anymore. I clicked on it in the middle of a meeting with my CEO and a bunch of Japanese senior vice presidents from Sony. Oh. Needless to say, no one was laughing.
Well, you're the ass that freaking clicked on in the middle of a meeting. What are you doing surfing your email in the meeting?
Well,
that's exactly
what I was thinking, but I'm not going to say that right away because he's pissed. So I go, oh, boy, I'm sorry, man. I'm really sorry. And then he writes back later. He says, just kidding, never happened, but you deserve that.
Oh, yes, you did.
And Drew said, no, seriously, you got me good. That's a mean trick. And my buddy Mark from high school just writes back, fucker. So is seriousbusiness.com.
Is our
guaranteeing that Dr. K will check
also,
that out tonight.
I'm going to check that out on Irv's computer.
R-O-F-L Wiggers.
Oh, that was hilarious.
So it's like, it's basically the same. Yes. Same.
It's lolcats.
It's you know, it's the LOL cats or lolcats.
I can
style the genre
C-H-E-E-Z.
Where it's basically you take a picture and you basically
put a funnier caption on it.
You put a caption into the picture, like right. Not below the picture, but on the picture.
Yeah. Yes.
And and you know they're very human, like monorail cat or
monorail cat's hilarious.
You know whatever. And
I'm in your TV.
So all of these were just you know pictures of well, wiggers, and people saying funny things about them, and they are
hilarious.
They are really. They're wigged out big time.
Hilarious.
But they did it. They did, you know, pay homage to the roots. The ultimate wiggers, one of the great memes of all time. In fact, there should be a meme hall of fame. There should be an internet hall of fame, like the hall of memes. And it's just like screen after screen after screen of just things.
Of crap.
Of like, of icy hot stunters. I mean, they had the icy hot stunters of
it. Do you know why?
Well, there's two. There's stunners and stunters. I think the original was stunters.
I believe it's icy hot stunters.
And people don't, I always thought that the Shock and Thrilla Thugs were funnier.
Oh, Jesus.
Shock and Thrilla Thugs.
What are you going to do with the Hall of Fame, you know, as a warning for outside the Hall of Goatsy?
The Hall of Goatsy. That's too bad.
Well, I mean, obviously there's the Goatsy and Tub Girl.
NSFW.
And the NSF.
Lemon Circle.
NSFW Hall of Shame.
Yes.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have to be 18 to enter. Yes. And we'll have Goatsy, we'll have Tub Girl.
25 and blind.
And whatever else interesting things we can come up with.
Right.
Goatsy. Is that, yes. I loved it. Whenever you... I've talked about this before, but if you ever went to Goatsy, there was a link for a site that doesn't exist anywhere. It was called urinalpoop.org, and it was basically a guy's blog about how he liked to poop in urinals, and he would take pictures of his handiwork, and there's nothing quite as shocking as walking up to a urinal and seeing a big poop in it. And
there's a whole South Park episode,
but he went into a whole treatise of the two main approaches to pooping in a urinal, and one is you can actually pull down your pants and actually poop in the urinal, and that's like very hard not to touch the urinal with some body part. And the other way was just to poop into a container and then dump it into the urinal.
Why don't you at least try to use the one that's always lower than the other ones?
Because that little kids use that, man.
Yeah, man, that's not good.
You can't fuck with the little
that's
kids.
That's not good.
I also want to give you props for finding a way to put the words
treatise.
And poop and urinal all in the same sentence. Yes. I mean, because that's just phenomenal.
That really is. It does take a special kind of retarded to come up with that.
Retarded. Retarded?
Yes.
I'm really disappointed. I went looking for Shock and Thrill of Thugs, and I'm not finding anything.
Thank God.
They were funnier, I thought, than the Icy Hot Stunters, personally.
Anyway.
Moving on.
Anyway.
They were hilarious.
What are Shane's YouTube clips of the week?
Wow. If you do a Google image shirts, shirts.
Everybody has Google image search
of Shocking Thrilla, THRILLA, Thugs. The very first image is not shocking. It's like some white guy.
Well,
give me some search terms for Shane's YouTube clip of the week.
Okay. Well, I'm going to this all kind of came out of my buddy getting mad at the internetisseriousbusiness.com. This is kind of where this started. So I'm going to say what you want to look up is Tay Zonde.
Spell
T-A-Y. What? You know about this?
You'll need to spell that.
T-A-Y.
Yeah.
And then the second word is Zonde. Z-O-N-D-A-Y.
Rick Astley, really?
We're no strangers to love.
Oh, you're kidding me. It's like some
You know the rules, and so do I.
This is wrong. I am not downloading any of these.
What is this crap?
This is Tay Zonde.
Is this?
And he's got an original song called Chocolate Rain.
Oh, I was going to say, is this the Chocolate Rain guy?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you know about Chocolate Rain guy, huh?
Yeah, that's so last week.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah,
this is just wrong.
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain.
Yeah, do not want.
Do not want.
Do you have another one?
Fail.
Yes.
Fail.
That's all I've got for. If you want to search for Frankie Katz, you can see my kid crawling. But that's not really. That's not cool.
That's a YouTube clip of the week. Unless, you know.
I think this laptop has severe heat dissipation problems.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's hot.
Actually, I think you're just missing an additional facet. You know, you can use it to cook with. I think grilling a hot dog alongside.
Oh, we have a question.
Oh my God, we have
from
a listener.
Peggy Kroll.
Oh, sweet.
I have.
Whap you over the head with a spatula, spoon. This is great.
What the hell are you looking
at? I don't know, but he should talk into the mic when
he
says
things.
Dude,
that's fucking phenomenal.
Look
at that. Can you see that?
No, I'm on the radio. What's that? Is that Frankie Kroll?
That's YouTube on an iPhone.
Oh,
it looks perfect. By the way, you also missed seeing Russ's sling box on his cell phone.
That was fucking awesome.
It's perfect.
Are you serious?
Perfect.
Oh, want. Must
Peggy
have.
Kroll writes, I have installed Linksys. The test says everything is okay. But when I try to log on with my laptop, I can't get on. Should I reinstall? I'm gonna have to say that your question lacks critical details,
like
such
what?
As Linksys what and what tests
and
what are you
doing? Linksys.
As Loverboy once said, let's start from the start.
Oh God. Oh boy.
Okay.
You better start from the start.
You have installed Linksys.
Give me.
You have to be more specific about what Linksys device you're referring to. Are you saying you installed like a Linksys router of some kind or a Linksys wireless card or some other Linksys device? The test says everything okay. What test are you referring to? And when you try to log on with your laptop, you can't get on. When you say log on, that means I assume you try to connect to a web page or something like that. Should you reinstall? Well, I don't know. I don't know what exactly you're talking about. So I'm guessing that you mean the Linksys, some Linksys wireless router, and I'm not sure what test you did, but maybe you installed using like the CD that comes with it, and it said, yeah, everything's fine, but then when you try to connect with your laptop, you can't get on.
If she installed it.
Did you just look up Internet is for Porn? You love that song, don't you? I'm reading a question from my mom's school chum.
Nobody could hear it. Remember, I have headphones on, dumbass.
Okay.
Okay. Please ignore
me. All right. Anyway, Peggy, I beg of you to write back with more details, device specifications, model numbers.
I haven't read a RedTube yet.
Tell us. Tim Wurzel sends us a novella. You must send us at least a fully fledged paragraph.
Yes.
That is the minimum requirement for troubleshooting.
We actually do have
But I do want to say that I am very excited that you want to ask us a question on the show.
We want to
and that you're listening.
You.
I think that's fantastic.
We like to make it hard for our listeners to participate. So,
let's see. Yes. I understand what happened with the bounce. For some reason, our Senor Crapple, Doug Cassidy, his email address no longer is working. I have to take it out of the automatic forwarding. So don't worry about the... bounce, Peggy. That is perfectly normal. Okay, so let's see. Where are we? We are quickly running out of time. What are you?
He's watching
you?
The Simpsons on his phone. I am such an idiot.
This is even better.
Oh my God!
Create your character. This is wow.
It's the wow. It's the wow Simpsons episode. Oh, I remember awesome. This one. I remember this one vividly. I'm really happy they put the fish in there. Friggin' Murloc.
I don't take that away.
So
just take that away.
So clearly my money was poorly spent.
Just
I should have bought
just take that away.
Not a Wii. What's your service cost a month?
Oh, here we go.
What's the service cost a month on something like that?
I think the cheapest is $60
for just one phone.
All right,
okay. one phone, unlimited data.
Listen up,
450 minutes a month and. I think either 200 or 1,500 texts, but I've never come close to
why would you
going
even bother?
Over that. So it's the unlimited data that I want.
Clearly, well, that's it. Exactly. Yeah. That's all I want is more
unlimited data.
More computer.
Yeah. Shut the fark up.
Okay.
Peggy Kroll says it's a Linksys router.
Yes.
And she's LOLing. And it's wireless. And Linksys has an online test that says everything is okay on the PC, but I can't use the wireless on the laptop.
So
in other words, did you put any encryption on the Linksys? Are you actually connected to the Linksys and not some other, like a neighbor's router or something like that? So first thing I would do is determine, did you put any encryption on the Linksys? And one way to check that, I think, that is if you're running Windows XP Service Pack 2 on your laptop, then you go to the View Available Wireless Networks, and you look at the one you just created, and you see if it says Security Enabled or not. If it is, then you need to enter whatever it was that you did, like a passphrase or a web key or whatever it was. And also, if you already did all that stuff, you guys just got to make sure you're actually connected to the wireless network that you think you are. And also make sure that you're not like 150 feet away from the thing.
Oh, Jesus.
Separated by 20 walls.
Of lead. You know, I'm sure she's aware of that.
Yes. I'm sure. Make sure your house wasn't built by Magneto.
Right.
I saw some weird
Igor, what's his name?
Email notice about did you see that who? About bad when? Physics in movies?
No shortage of that.
No.
You should do you mind if I it'll be easier to search on the
I wouldn't. It's very temperamental.
Must use the iPhone for everything.
All right,
yes. Right, Peggy, we'll get back to us with answers to some of these questions.
Well, I have another question for Peggy. This router, is it plugged into anything in particular or just the wall? Like, you actually have to have it plugged into, you know, something, right? Like a DSL line or...
Well, no, she says that on the PC that is, I think, connected by a cable to the router, she's getting internet.
I see. And she's
is that correct, Peggy? Can you get to websites on the PC that is connected to...
So she's got a desktop that's hooked up, but...
The laptop is... there's no joy in
mobile
on the laptop.
I've had to go in and reinstall my WebKey several times. My wife's computer will be working, and all of a sudden we'll just crap out and decide it's not going to... It gets hung up on acquiring network. It sees the network, it recognizes it, and I have to give it a new I have to actually give the thing a new web key.
Okay, Peggy also says her router is wireless N. Now, wireless N, is that
it's N for new.
Is at N means you have to have an N card to get to it, or is it
G? Yeah, I don't think N was backwards compatible with A, B, and G.
My question is the router wireless N, and is your card wireless and because if it's not, then you need to go into the wireless router and you need to look and see if there is a way to send the signal via like G or B or something like that. If you could, you know, I guess N is a little bit newer. I'm not 100% sure if it's compatible with like a standard G. Like, did you buy a wireless card at the same time you bought this router and they were guaranteed to work together, or did you just have the wireless built into the laptop already? And so you might need to go into the router, into the configuration, and make sure that it is putting out wireless G in addition to wireless N or instead of wireless N.
Right.
And I think maybe you'll have more luck. So get back to us on that. Although it may have to wait till next show because we are now after 9 o'clock. And if we want to do any... Oh, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
We've got more from Peggy. She says, yes to encryption. It asks that I put a password in, security enabled. I never get that screen. Not a neighbor. Not separated. And
she's not separated by the 150 feet in the walls.
And now she's okay. Now I think she wants our phone number.
Super. Who doesn't?
What's your phone number, guys? Yeah. Well, I didn't bring the speakerphone down here. I will reply to you, Peggy, in private. Let's in fact talk tomorrow, and we will try to get it sorted out. But what I would like you to try to do is go into the configuration program and see if there's anything in there that asks you if you can do other means besides wireless N. If there's like wireless G or 802.11G or something that says auto, like automatic, like so it blasts out in, you know, all the different ones, or maybe 802.11A+G or B+G or something, or A+B+G, which is actually the Hippocratic Oath? No.
Not even close.
No. That's
I believe you're thinking of Pythagorean Theorem, and that's A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
I was thinking of Fermat's Last Theorem.
No. You're fired.
Beethoven's Last Movement?
No.
Gomer's Pile?
You're definitely fired.
Okay. I mean, we're about out of time, but I would say that the whole N thing has me a little bit worried.
That's probably a good call. I imagine she's probably had the laptop for a while and decided it would be nice if she had a wireless connection to her.
And the guy at Best Buy said, oh, you want this N thing?
Yeah, it's the newest thing over here. I don't know why he's Italian from New York, but he just was.
I think she lives in the New York area.
Is that right?
I think outside of the city, though. I could be wrong.
Maybe I'm one of those farseers.
Maybe I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But anyway, that would be something that I would look at. And if it's not part of the configuration program, you may be forced to use the web-based... Uh-oh, here we go.
Reply.
PC, it's... Okay, we got... Wow, she is on it like white on rice.
It's as though she's listening.
router is wireless N. I will check the card for the laptop. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, we agree.
If the laptop is built... If the card... If it's a built-in wireless capability on the laptop, I can almost guarantee... But see, then again, I don't know about wireless N. I don't know anything about it, and that's a shortcoming. I'm going to look it up right now, real quick.
Almighty dorky. All right,
well, good. We can pause and flip over to the bad physics in movies.
Oh yeah.
All right, go ahead. You guys talk about that for a second.
I downloaded the PDF, and the one I wanted to say it talks about how the physics in movies, like students coming to class in California. This one physics professor noted that they just have bad perceptions, like in Speed, the bus, you know, jumps over a 50-foot gap in the highway doing 70 miles an hour, and like that's never going to happen.
No.
So the one they said, they calculated the number of joules necessary to cause the great the Golden Gate Bridge to move in X-Men, where Magneto throws it around and stuff like that. They said that in terms of calories, because Magneto has to use food in order to, you know, generate the energy to control the magnetic fields, and it would cost him 4,761,900 calories.
Maybe he had a big...
Hang on just one second. I just looked up 802.11n on the Wikipedia,
and
your router / access point should be able to operate in what's called mixed. Yeah. Maybe a mixed... The word might be like you're looking for is mixed or legacy. So means mixed old. Would be A, B, and G, and N, or some combination, and legacy would be only A or A and B and G. N may use the 5 gigahertz frequency, so if it is, you're definitely not going to see it with your B or G card.
Here's my question. She's saying she's seeing the network.
I don't think she is seeing the network on her laptop.
It sounded to me like she was. I think she has to put the webcam in. She's using encryption.
The wireless card came with the laptop.
Yeah.
And it's thanks for the help. I'll go into the configuration. 802.11 auto A plus B. I'm writing this so I can go back to the SendMail and see what you said. Yes, so that's what I would try if I were you, and make sure that the router is producing 802.11, 802.11.
A-B-G.
Oh, wait a minute.
What's up?
What? Oh, she's in Florida. Huh. She lives in Florida. I thought it was New York for some reason.
Maybe it was a retired Italian guy. At Best Buy. Hey, what you need this.
The card is not built in. It goes into a slot on the side of the laptop, but it's 2.5. The laptop is an HP she bought 2.5 years ago. When did you buy the wireless card?
Probably.
And is the wireless
card...
She
said it came with it. She just said it came with it.
Oh, it came with it?
She just said
it. Well, either way, I don't think the wireless card is going to be doing the end thing.
It's definitely
not. So definitely go into the router and look for...
Mixed mode.
A mixed mode or something like that setting where it specifies, uses letters like A, B, and G. Actually, you're probably looking for B and G. That's what you're really looking for.
If it's 2 years ago.
And if it's 2.5 years ago, you might be looking for B.
Nah.
No?
G.
Well, yeah. I would look for B and I would definitely go B
I'd
and G
B
to
and
be
G,
sure.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. But if you're doing it, I don't know. I probably won't let, I hope she didn't do WPA because then she can't do B.
Okay.
She can't, if she did WPA encryption, it's a 802.11G card. So that might be your problem right there.
Yep.
All right. So that's your assignment for tonight, is go into your router and figure out how to enable it for G. And, of course, if it's already enabled for G, then I don't know what to tell you.
We have a good show for next week.
Yeah, we have something for next week.
Dialberg, solving your problem one convoluted thing at a time.
All right, we got to end the show, Peggy, but I will email you, and I will get you...
I'll get you my
I'll get you my contact information, and we can talk on the phone, and I might be able to give you a hand. We might be able to download the manual to your router so I can walk you through the menu screens and get you on there, and et cetera. Anyway, any last words, gents, before we go play some Wii?
Let's play Wii.
Play Wii.
Wii.
We play.
Wii.
Play Wii.
We would like to play.
Okay. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to our thank you very much, Peggy, for listening.
Peggy,
thank you very much
else.
To anyone else who might have been listening. I think there was one other person, possibly, maybe.
If it's you, send us an email.
Thank you.
It could be them.
And if you send an email to dorks@dial-a-dork.com, don't be surprised if you get a bounce from dcast@dcast.com, which hasn't worked in months. And I don't know why I don't take it out of the forward list.
Because
something's wrong with me.
Yep.
I hope nothing's happened to him.
Why don't you do something about that?
Senor Crapple?
It's what he'll do while we're playing Wii.
Exactly.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right,
that's it. Let's
wrapping
go.
Up, thank you very much for listening. Mail us at dorks@dial-a-dork.com. Ignore the bounce. Go buy some shit at cafepress.com/dialadork. No hyphens. And anything else? Go to internetisseriousbusiness.com.
During an important meeting
with senior vice presidents from who Sony. Just came over flying first class on All Nippon Airways.
Nice.
Okay, thanks guys.
You get all those pimps together, it was live.